Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition. I'm Mark Purcell. And in the studio with me this morning is the editor and founder of a new lifestyle magazine here in Cincinnati. It's called Domestika. The editor is Rachel Kirkwood, and she is here to talk about Domestika and what it hopes to accomplish. Good morning, Rachel, and thanks for being here today.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Let's begin with where this all started. Where did you find your ambitions to begin a magazine?
Well, I've been a writer for a while, and up until now, I've been doing advertising writing around the industry here in Cincinnati. And while I find it really fascinating to talk about household cleaning products most of the time, I wanted a different creative outlet. And there's a lot of cool stuff going on in Cincinnati right now, with people getting excited again about coming back to the urban core. And I knew there were a lot of folks around me that were excited about it, too. And I knew a lot of really great, talented designers and writers and photographers in the area. So I rallied some people, saw if they were interested, if they'd have the same vision as I did for telling some of the stories of what's going on in the city. And people were interested. So we got a team together and we created Domestika.
And this all started just over the summer, right?
Yes, that's correct. June was our first issue.
And you began with a Kickstarter campaign to try to get things kickstarted for Domestika. How did that go?
It went really well. That was kind of our experiment for seeing, did people in the city, did potential readers want something like this? And we found that they did. When we put the Kickstarter page up, the way that it works, I guess I should back up, the way that it works is that you look for people to pledge a certain amount of money to help you raise capital for a project. And if you reach that goal, then you get that goal amount of money. And so we set out a goal amount, and we reached it in no time by the deadline. And in exchange, we printed our first issue with all of those pledge supporters' names in the first page.
Well, in this day and age, with everything going digital, it seems like a throwback, if you may, to want to do a print magazine.
Absolutely. And my background is actually in digital writing. I write a lot of online content. And so I'm kind of immersed in it every day. And it's a very saturated place. And I thought maybe now today to do something different is to go back offline. And I thought it was kind of in the same vein of the farm to table and the getting back to local and getting back to the urban core and community. And I think there's always going to be a place for something printed if it's special enough. It's something that people can hold in their hands and curl up on the couch with. And we wanted to see if Domestika could be that thing. And so far it has been for people.
Well, hallelujah, sister, because I'm all for that analog form. But we won't go into that right now. Well, you know, the other thing I have been just engrossed by when it comes to your magazine is the fact that it's not a typical magazine. You have a different format and design mm-hmm. that really makes it wonderful to experience with every issue. Why the different design? Because this is what did you call it? Where did I see? Coffee table layout more thing rather than a magazine.
It is. Yeah, we just wanted to be different all around. We wanted to be positive. We wanted to be community driven. And we thought, what better way to get people to see it and know it's different right away than by having a different format? So just to paint a picture for your readers, it's more of a horizontal, like you're saying, coffee table orientation. It's not glossy. It's matte. It's kind of raw. And it's very photo heavy, photo driven. And we wanted it to feel like a storybook because it's kind of a storybook of the city.
And it is a storybook. You like to tie into, you mentioned the farm to table, but the description I've read before is a new shelter and lifestyle magazine promoting local eateries, farms, boutiques, and nonprofits in the Cincinnati region.
Yes.
And you have been, digging some familiar corners, but also digging up some new stuff. What has that adventure been like? Because it does seem like Cincinnati has such a plethora of great things to bring to the page.
It does. Because it's so community-driven, when the team first started out, we thought, well, let's start close to home. Let's start with our friends and our friends' friends. And it's taken us to farms that I've never heard of before, meeting people that I've never met, companies and boutiques and restaurants that I've never heard of. And that's kind of what we wanted the magazine to be about, was hidden gems, things that aren't covered by the other media right now, things that are flying under the radar but that are really special.
You've been learning a lot as you go through this. In just the few months that Domestika has been coming out, what has been your biggest lesson that you have learned?
People want a sense of community. They want to know their neighbors, and they want to experience new things. Cincinnati, I think, in the past has been a siloed place. We stick to our corners of the city. But if you give people a compelling story or a compelling reason to hop across the river one way or the other, or explore a neighborhood they've never been to before, if they have a face or if they have a place in mind, or a story in mind like we portray in the magazine, it gives them the reason to go and do something new and different, but stay within the community. So,
well, you do a great job of revealing the community. You mentioned it's very picture laden, if you may, but the print in there as well. There's a lot of design aspect in this. How much help do you have putting together each issue of Domestika?
We've actually grown from a team of about 4 people in the first issue to 25 writers, photographers, and designers. And every issue, we get contacted by more folks around town that want to be a part of this magazine. So, about 25 people right now.
Wow. Well, I know it's a lot of hard work bringing all these stories to the page, and I imagine you have more than you need at times to try to sort through. So in your role as editor, I guess that can be fun sometimes.
Yes, yeah, it can. We only have a few pages to tell stories in, but I don't know, it always ends up perfect. We have a theme every month, and so that kind of dictates what gets cut and what gets chosen. So it all kind of tells a story every month. That's a lot of how the paring down goes, but I wish we could include it all. Actually, we're getting ready to launch a new website in the next month or two, where a lot of the stories that don't make it into the magazine will live, as well as archived information so you can go back to prior stories. So that's kind of where Domestika is going next.
I was going to ask about your mission for the future, as you're getting up to speed here with the new January issue. Which is the kids issue, or the kid issue, I guess, is what it is. These are not magazines that you buy at the places that you post it, but this is a free magazine?
It is. It's a free publication, and you can find it in what we're calling our official spots around town. We have about 50 official spots and 25 to 30 unofficial spots, but you'll find them in a lot of third places, those social places, so coffee shops and bistros, and for example, the Mount Carmel Brewing Tap Room. You can find a stack of Domestika every month. So your favorite places to hang out, especially in the urban core, so over the Rhine, downtown, North Side, Covington, and Newport, is if you walk into a coffee shop, you're very likely to find a Domestika there.
Well, it's been working out really well, and we just have a moment left, but a few highlights of the kid issue.
Oh, okay. One of my favorite stories in the kid issue is a local couple, a writer and illustrator, who is developing a book. The story is called Little Friend, Big Journey, and the book is called Binky to the Moon. And together, one is a writer and one is an illustrator, and they are telling the story of how when you get rid of your binky, you can send it on a balloon to the man in the moon and then wave to it every night. So it's a great way for parents to wean those kids of their passy. The book should be out in the next year. It's in development right now. It'll be from our Cincinnati to the rest of the world. So,
Well, fun stuff. And I appreciate you stopping by this morning to talk about it, Rachel.
Well, thank you for having me.
Rachel Kirkwood, the editor of Domestika Magazine, the new shelter and lifestyle magazine promoting all things great here in the Cincinnati region, available in certain special places. You can find a list of those places at our website, wvxu.org, and you can also find a link to more information about Domestika at that website. Thanks again, Rachel.
Thank you.